Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ganesh Benzoplast Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Priyadarshi Srivastava from Monarch Networth Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I welcome you all on behalf of Monarch Networth Capital to Ganesh Benzoplast Q3 FY23 earnings call. Today we have with us Mr. Rishi Pilani and CMD, and Mr. Amar Kalra, General Manager, Finance and Taxation. Without taking much of your time, over to you, sir, for your opening remarks.
Yeah. Good evening, everybody, and I thank everybody for joining the third quarter FY23 conference call. I will initiate the call by taking you through the business highlights for the period under review, after which we will open the forum for the Q&A. I'm pleased to share that for the 9 months ended on December 31st, 2022, the company achieved a total revenue of ₹2,867.8 million as against ₹2,620 million in the corresponding period of last year, which is about 9% increase on a year-over-year basis. Profit after tax for the 9 months ended this December was ₹403 million as compared to ₹241 million in the corresponding year, which is an increase of 67%. And the basic EPS, which was for the 9 month ended, was ₹6.47 against ₹3.96, which is an increase of 63.4%. On a standalone basis, during the quarter ended December 31st, 2022, our PBT was ₹517.45 million against ₹328.01 million in the corresponding quarter of last year, with an increase of 58%. The standalone profit after tax was ₹386.77 million against ₹240.43 million, which is a 61% year-over-year increase. And the basic EPS stood at ₹2.23 as against ₹1.26 for the quarter, which is an increase of 77%. With that, I have given the highlights for the results in this quarter, and I would like to open the forum for question and answer.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Hiral, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Congratulations for the great set of numbers, sir. I want to specifically ask about the LPG segment. Any update on our plans to enter that LPG segment, and any discussion with any potential customer we have begun?
Yeah, so definitely, as of now, we are going ahead with our plans of constructing a refrigerated terminal in JNPT. So we are in very highly advanced discussions with potential customers, and we hope to conclude some contracts very soon.
Great. And how do you see the demand of LPG growing in the particularly Maharashtra state also, so the consumption or the throughput level can be understood with that?
See, the demand, basically with the basic population growth, your demand keeps growing, and with the more penetration in of, you know, replacement of traditional fuels like coal and wood with LPG, which is, you know, the government's push continuously. So the demand is quite robust, and with what we are hoping to do is also with the world-class facility that we are creating, which will be able to handle the entire VLGC of about 40,000 tons on a single stroke, that we would give, you know, a massive opportunity for the importers to save a lot of cost, ship costs, by allowing large ships to come in and to discharge fast and leave. So so the demand we would cater will be, yes, primarily it will be for Maharashtra, but we will capture some of the all India demand also.
Okay, great, super. Thank you. I'll join the queue for further questions.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. The next question is from the line of Dheeral from Philip Capital. Can you proceed?
Hello. Yes, sir. Wanted to know, sir, what is our CapEx for next 2 years and the growth and the, you know, margin guidance?
We more or less our CapEx estimate that we have currently, assuming that we go ahead for LPG, would be in the range of about 400 to 450 crores. Regarding margin and all those guidances, we can't give, but we hope that whatever we do, we should have a payback of within 4 to 5 years. That's what we generally aim for as a company.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anurag Runwal from Moneybee Investment Advisors. Can you proceed?
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Some update on the chemical division. So there's been a slight decline in the revenue in the division. So what could be the reason for that? And secondly, in terms of margins, I see a slight improvement in the margins. So just wanted to understand your take on this. Also, what's the kind of utilization levels at which the division is running? Thank you.
Yeah, Anurag. Amar Kabra here. So, in chemical division, right now we are working around 68 to 70% of the capacity. And the reason of the drop, a slight drop in the turnover of the chemical division, because in December month there was some shutdown of almost 8 to 9 days due to that maintenance issue. So, that was, there was a drop of almost 3 to 4 crore for the quarter. But on 9 months basis, you can see there is a growth of 19% in the turnover. So overall, so there was an increase of 19% year on year, 9 months. And the profitability, there are three factors. One is the raw material price reduction. Second is the slowdown in the import from China. And thirdly is the better yield. Because in plant level, we had done some modification in changes in technology and all these things, so that resulted in better yield. So these are the cumulative factors which have given the consistent and profitable performance in chemical division.
Okay, and what's the kind of optimum level at which this chemical division can run?
It can go up to 100%. Right now, 68 to 70%, it can go up to 100%. There is no problem in that. And slowly we are moving towards that.
You think that's possible in FY24?
At least 90% we can definitely go into achieve. 24,
okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, sir. I'll run back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. The next question is from the line of Niket Shah from SM Finvest. Can we proceed?
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yeah. What is the general tenure of the recently signed contracts with the chemical companies?
3 years.
Okay. And do we have something in as a clause where we can extend it for more 3 years? Or?
No, see, we don't have such specific clauses in the contract. But based on past experience, generally when a customer starts using the tanks, they don't leave the tanks unless there is a big change in their business strategy.
Okay. Next question is, when do we expect the company to fill the balance capacity at JNPT, the expansion that we did recently?
So, we are already in discussions with the customers. So, it's just that we are optimizing the products and the revenue streams to make an optimal mix. So, I would expect that before March 15th, before let's say end of this year, financial year, we would have closed all of that.
Okay. So, right now, we are at what percentage?
We are a little bit more than 50%.
Okay, so in a month, you will finish the rest 50.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, it's not that we don't have the customers. It's just that we are optimizing and choosing which customers we want to go for and which products we want to go for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Loya from Bowhead India. Can you proceed?
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. First of all, congratulations for this set of results. If I remember, last time you have mentioned about evolving into a service solution provider. So my question is, can you call out any such initiative, any new such initiative?
Thank you. Sorry, Gaurav, if you don't mind, can you please repeat your question?
Last time you mentioned about evolving into a solution provider, being a solution provider.
Yeah.
So, can you call out any such new initiative in nearby future?
Yeah, so see, all the, like we are providing right now our rake services, which we are expanding to more customers, so that we can act as a one-stop shop to the customers instead of them having to deal with transporters, different surveyors and the terminal. We want to act as a one-stop port, so we already started working towards that. Plus, we are also helping our customers develop their in-house capabilities in terms of the infrastructures of tanks, pipelines, etc., to make their systems more efficient so that their handling of cargo at our terminals, handling of cargo through our terminals using various modes of transportation becomes better. So we are already taking such initiatives and executing them.
Okay, noted. Thanks, yeah. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anurag Runwal from Moneybee Investment Advisors. Can you proceed?
Hi, thanks for taking my question again. In terms of liquid storage division, could you let us know what's the reason for the increase in the margins Q1 to this?
In infra, we are getting some better rates because it's a demand supply game. So whenever we get the opportunity, and as you know, in JNPT there is a little scarcity of the storage, so that's one of the reasons. Then some, you can see there is a slight increase in the top line, but the profits have been increased much as compared to the top line. So fixed cost has been taken care of because there is a reduction in the fixed cost. Or some legacy issues, expenses are also getting reduced, and we are getting some better rates from the customer. So that is the combined result, and we are getting more.
So my understanding was that, I mean, usually we get 6-7% increment in the, so we get sort of escalation in the rate. How much would the increase would be because of the escalations, and how much would be because of, you know, catering to the spot demand? just a ballpark kind of thing.
See, spot we are generally not taking more than 20%. 80% is long term only. And in spot, there is scope to increase the prices from 20% to 50%. And in long term contracts, obviously, there is scope for 5% to 8% of the escalation.
Okay. And going forward, next year, what's the kind of increase that you are expecting in the rates?
In the rate, as I said, for long term, it's 5% to 7%, 8%. And for the new capacity, we'll get the additional revenue of almost 14 to 15 crores. So that you can see in financial year 23-24. And apart from that, at LPG thing and other things.
Okay. In this new capacity, the rate would be similar to what the rate would be for the existing capacity?
It's much higher as compared to our existing average rate of 400, 450. We will get almost 800, 750 like that.
Okay, so there's going to be escalation which is there, plus you are saying in the new capacities, higher rates would be applicable.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Can you put a figure to that then? In that case, I mean, in FY24, what's the kind of increase that you're expecting? Will it be possible?
As I said, top line of 13 to 14 crore. And thereafter, you'll get escalation of almost 8 to 10% from the new tanks because these are chemical tanks. And our existing escalation I see as a 5 to 7%.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder to participants, kindly press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bala Subramanian from Arihant Capital. Kindly proceed. Hello, sir. Not able to hear you clearly.
Hello, sir. This is Abhishek Jain from Arihant Capital. I just want to understand two things. One is our new facility, it's been mentioned, it's been pre-sold. So, when you have long-term contracts, basically how the contracts will be there, it's a long-term kind of thing, and what will be the duration of the contract, and when it's going to be in upscale.
So, hi Abhishek, so what I understand is that you want to know how are the contracts generally structured, and when is the facility going to be commissioned, right? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, so see, the contracts are generally structured in the sense that there is obviously a period in the contract, let's say 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever it may be. And there is a start date which starts on the date of handover of the tank. And against these contracts, the customers have to pay us, let's say, a certain deposit to confirm their interest in the tank. So this is, a nutshell how the structuring of the contract happens. Regarding the commissioning, so see, we are hoping to complete the mechanical commissioning for completion of all the tanks within the next 7 to 8 days. And after that, we have to run through the process of completing the peripheral works and taking the necessary approvals for starting the use of the tank. So we are hopeful to start the tanks in this financial year. If not here, this, then definitely in April of 2023.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devesh Shumali from DS Investment. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon and congratulations for good numbers. Just wanted to get a feel about our run rate in LST division. The way you called out in initial briefing was that, we are running at probably near optimal capacity in ANPT and similar in Cochin and little bit in Goa, right? And the new tank comes in, worst case from Q1 scenario, right, next year. So current run rate of 36 crore plus yearly escalation and plus whatever new tank we deploy, which will be higher rates and things like that. Is that the right way to model, or you think there is a different run rate that we can expect in LST division?
See, generally we don't want to comment on numbers like this, but what we can tell you is that yes, generally whatever we are running with our current capacities, that we would hope and you know, that would be our attempt to get at least a 5 to 7% year over year growth in that. And for the new capacities, like I said, our target is to have at least between 12 to 15 crores of new added revenue towards these tanks. So this is a broad range, but it's not really, it's all subject to things that can or cannot happen.
Yeah, no, totally understand. And when we say that, you know, if we are running at X and we have this Y as a new capacity coming in, but the EBITDA would be slightly higher because these new tanks would have a higher margin profile. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's definitely right in your understanding, because the fixed costs are not getting added in the same proportion in terms of manpower, in terms of utilities that are required to run the setup. The fixed costs don't get added in the same proportion as the new tanks.
Got it. And in terms of overall scope for expansion, we are looking at 20% currently, and then remaining 80% we are going with LPG. Is that right understanding? Or
you mean in terms of land utilization?
Yes.
That I mean, that's approximately right.
Okay, sounds good. And would you be able to comment in terms of direction for the funding for this? Because you call out about 400 crore plus CapEx, right? How would we sort of go about that?
So it would be a mix of equity and debt, obviously. And we are not too worried about that, but that's
data and internet related.
So basically the internal accruals, which will be like the part of our what we call is a this thing GDL's equity towards the project. So Ganesh Benzoplast will put up an equity of about 100-150 crores through our internal accruals, and the balance we'll take as loans from the bank.
Got it. And the last one would be, if you were to look at chemical demerging, right, that has been quite on our radar, would you be able to comment in terms of when do you see that happening or any progress updates around that?
So, see, we have sort of partially achieved this target by, you know, transferring all the financials, as to say, of the chemical into the wholly owned subsidiary, which is the GBL Chemical Private Limited. So basically, the financials are already segregated out of the main company into a subsidiary. The actual physical break, like I've explained many times before, we have a legal issue on that, which we are trying to sort out. Unfortunately, since this is a subsidized matter, I don't have a firm timeline on it. But rest assured, we are working to make sure it happens ASAP.
Got it. No, fair enough. I think that directionally, just wanted to get sense. And the last one would be more qualitative. So let's say if you were to see Ganesh Benzo 5 years out, right? So obviously, our core business would be LST and the new expansion. But what about the rest of pieces, like stalled part of it or the consulting part of it? How do you see the identity of Ganesh evolving over, you know, little longer, from 4 to 5 years down the line? How do you see us playing out?
Yeah. So you're absolutely right. I mean, the primary focus is going to be on the LST division and, you know, growth of that division over the next few years. The other businesses, so which are the rail businesses or the EPC business, they are just going to act, which they do as today also, as a supporting role to grow the LST division. So wherever these pieces can pitch in to either improve efficiencies within our own system or, like I said, like our customers' systems, so that the overall handling through the LST division improves and the margins improve, that's where these divisions will step in.
Correct. Fair enough. Thanks for the reply and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. The next question is from the line of Raj from RGR Partners. Can we proceed?
Looking at FY24, how do you think your sales and everything is going to look like looking at the expansion you are doing?
Yeah, so like I said, see, on the chemical side, we obviously right now we are working about 68% to 70% utilization. So we definitely want to push it up to 90 and above, which is about a growth of 25-30% in the utilization. So if you look at revenue terms, then hopefully proportionately that's, you know, as you grow your utilization, your revenue should grow. On the LHC side, like I said, we have the standard growth of about 7-8% that happens in the existing terminals. And in addition, the new tanks that we kick in, that will add to another between a range of 12 to 15 crores. This is all subject to obviously everything going the way we are projecting it to go. So that's my disclaimer to these numbers, if you may so add it. But that's, I hope if that answers your question.
Yeah, totally. Thanks. Yeah. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
You too, you too. Bye.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Javeri from Crown Capital. Kindly proceed.
Hello. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my question and congratulations on the great set of results. So, with regards to the chemical division, I just want to know that we're seeing, you know, you're planning for maybe, 25-30% increase in our sales. So, what will, I have two questions. What will drive that and how would the margins then be? Because we would be getting a good amount of operating leverage. So,
see, ideally what happens is that beyond a certain percentage, which is let's say about close to 75% or 80% in the chemical plants, then what happens is then basically your fixed costs fall away. And whatever percentage utilization you are able to get beyond that is basically a sum of your selling price minus your variable cost, because the fixed costs have already been accounted for. So that's how generally in a chemical company the margins would be expected to move, is that beyond a utilization of 75-80%, you would expect a step jump, because you are no longer accounting for fixed costs. I'm sorry, does that answer your question or was there something else?
No, that broadly answers my question. But I would just, you know, in general, I would not ask for something specific, but what kind of, gross profit EBITDA margin do we have in general in our chemical businesses? You know, that could, you know, just help us project for the further new scale or something. That's the only thing. Because I understand that we'll get a great leverage that everything, our gross profit basically flows down to our PBT. Because we have some fluctuations that previously we were having some kind of EBIT loss, and now in these 9 months we have nearly 8% EBIT. So what is our broad range that we have in our chemical business? What are the profits that we target? Something that could, you know, just help us.
So in chemical business, obviously, we cannot expect more than 15-17% of the profit at 70-75% capacity. But if we will cross 90, then obviously, we will get some 20% of the margins, net profit margin. So that is a broad idea.
From 90 to 100, whatever our difference will be, that everything would go, that would be around 20% margin. Otherwise, we can expect broad range. We will be expect a 15-17% EBITDA in. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thank you so much.
Net profit margin.
Net
profit margin 15%. I'm saying about
15% is net profit margin for chemical. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That helps me a lot. All the best.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Bala Subramanian from Arihant Capital. Kindly proceed.
Thank you so much for taking the question. Come to the breakup of 400 to 450 crores, if you could throw more light on that in the phase 5. I think we are doing LPG phase 1, LPG phase 2 also. So if you could break the CAPEX amount.
So see, we don't have such like exact breakups, because what is it, though we call it phase 1, phase 2, actually phase 1 is an integrated part of phase 2 itself. So we look at the whole thing as an overall project of about 400 to 450 crores. That's what we look at it as.
Okay, sir. Sir, my next question regarding the LST business.
Mm-hmm.
Like earlier guidance around 300 crore by FY25 to FY26, we are maintaining the same level right now also. On the margin side, what kind of blended margins is expected for current business as well as new capacity?
So, we definitely, if we go in for the LPG tanks, which we are most likely to, then yes, the revenue will have a significant jump. The margins, the blended margins also will go up significantly, but the exact numbers, I think I will be able to provide much better in probably next quarter.
Okay, sir.
Once my contracts are more or less finalized.
Okay, sir. Okay. So, if you could share some top 7 to 8 clients, revenue contributions, overall revenue.
In the infra deal, there are CJ Shah, then all other, but we cannot obviously mention all about.
So basically, see, mainly we are divided into two main customer groups. One are chemicals and one are non-chemical entities. So in the non-chemical entities, obviously you have Cargills of the world and Golden Agri, and in the chemical sector, obviously you have the big groups like CJ Shah, Jubilant, Pidilite, Deepak Fertilizers. So these are like top few customers.
Okay. Sir, we have long-term contracts, like what kind of escalations, if you could throw some average numbers, so that would be really helpful.
Yeah. So generally, long-term contracts would have an average escalation of minimum 5%. 5 to 10% would be a range if it's a very long-term contract.
Okay, sir. Sir, on the ethanol...
On year-over-year basis.
Okay, sir. Got it. Hmm. So, on the ethanol business, what is the capacity right now? How the plant is operating? I think the plant is quite old. What kind of utilization right now? So, if you could
So the current installed capacity of the plant is it's a 100 KLPD tank plant, so 1 lakh liters per day. And yes, you're right, it's an old plant. So right now we are revamping the plant to our latest technology, by which our efficiencies will improve and our effluent generation will come down. So that process is going on, which we expect to complete within this financial year.
Okay. Sir, the plant is operating the full year or...
No, so the plant operates 270 days a year.
Okay, then the revenue should be about 10 lakhs per day in PAT levels in that range, sir.
So, as you are knowing that we are owning only a 26% stake in that, but there is a published rate for ethanol by the government. at which they buy it, it is some 61 rupees odd. So if you are producing 1 lakh liters per day as per the government published rate, that's the top line you should be able to expect if all things go well.
Okay, sir, got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anurag Runwal from Manidhi Investment Advisors. Can we proceed?
Yes, sir. In the LPG facility that is coming up, if you could mention the timelines. So, you know, when do you expect the financial closure to happen? When do you expect the construction to start? When do you expect, you know, the production to start? And how much time will it take to ramp up? These kind of timelines, if you can sort of mention.
So, see, again, the timelines that I can give you now are on a, like, you know, on a best case scenario kind of a thing that all goes well. But what our planning is to start the work within the next 30 to 45 days. More or less our engineering work is completed. So we want to start the actual ground construction within the next 30 to 45 days. We want to finish laying our pipelines and the bullets by another 12 months from then, and then another 12 months from then we want to commission the main refrigerated tank.
So when will that get over, the construction portion? Can you tell
me? Approximately 2 years from now.
Okay, so the revenue should flow in from FY26 onwards. Will that be the right assessment?
Yeah, FY26 onwards, but we are also looking at, you know, a few customers who can start the utilizing the bullets from once they are completed in the next 12 months. So that also we are working on, and that if that goes through, then the revenue can start from FY25, but in a smaller manner.
Okay, but what's the kind of potential that these bullets can have?
Bullets can handle only pressurized cargo.
Correct.
So that is something, again, that needs to be examined. But if it works out, then probably we can get a revenue of about 25 to 30 crores from these bullets, if all goes well and things work how we want to.
And the margins?
See, again, margins is very subjective, but we would at least hope to get a 70 to 80% margin.
Keeping the margins, you are saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And, sir, any improvement in the utilization at the Goa facility?
So, currently, what we have done is we've started the export of molasses from Goa.
Right.
So, as of now, for during this period, we are having about 60 to 70% utilization, which in general is always between 20 to 25%.
It used to be 40%, right, earlier?
No, I'm saying during this period. So on average, yes, it's 40%. I'm talking during this period.
Okay, so you're trying to say that there's a marked improvement in the utilization?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And any new ports that you are targeting? For the liquid storage tank division business?
Yeah, so we are exploring new ports. In fact, we have a land allotment that is being done to us from the Mangalore port.
Okay.
We are just examining right now the feasibility of what all can be constructed there before confirming it with the port.
Okay, but will you be able to give any numbers in terms of the size of the land that has been allotted to us and the kind of potential that the area can have?
No, so all this is still under examination. So the land is approximately 11,500 square meters. But what is the exact potential on it and what can be really developed is something we are examining right now.
Okay, and will you be open for LPG as well in that port?
We will be open for any product that gives us maximum revenue and profits.
Correct. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dheeral from PhillipCapital. Kindly proceed.
One question regarding on the chemical side. As you said that next year we will be utilizing almost 85% to 90% or even 100% our production capacity. So what will be the incremental capex that we are looking to do in chemical for the growth for the next 2 years?
As of now, whatever is our general maintenance capex, apart from that, we don't have a really big plan of expanding any big capex there.
So it's okay. So, sir, in structure, we can achieve that capacity. And if we want to go further, then we may think for the capex.
So, are we planning anything, sir? Because FY24, I believe our capacity will be fully utilized.
I think 85-90% can go, but still there is scope for 100%. So later on, we'll think after 25, we may think for that increase in capacity.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah. So again, I would like to thank everybody for their continued interest and support in our company. We hope to, keep performing and keep our word for giving consistent growth to the company. And again, thank you all. Have a very good evening.
Thank you. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.